mostly what we are doing is presenting a safe space for people of all thoughts and beliefs to come together and share them in a place where they're not going to be judged.
I feel really lucky to live in this community, especially within this state. You know, what we've done here in the past few years has continued to grow, and so the support we get from even like really small projects like this, I mean, I think that's what we're looking for, is just to continue building a community of people that are interested, A, in live theater, but also in spaces that promote sort of the values of the whole theater community.
I'm an actor in New York City, and I came here knowing absolutely no one, and I've been here for less than 2 weeks, and I've already made great friends and connections, and there's just something special about the generosity of the theater community, but also, I mean, I think humanity opening up their arms and kind of getting behind this idea of acceptance and just kind of a safe space.
Equality among people, everybody. If you're rich or poor or black or white or whatever, we could just all realize that we're just all people trying to get along. Nobody's any better than anybody else.
Keeping the conversation going and really trying to keep inclusivity at the forefront of everybody's mind. And kindness, that's what this celebration is about for me. You know, this being just the second year, but it always just feels like it's about be kind to each other, be inviting, be ready to talk to somebody new, and just be loving. I've got to say, I'm so happy to see all these young people here. This is so cool.
Meet more people and, like, create larger connections with people around me, because I feel like it's my last year here. I kind of want to, I don't know, I want to explore a little bit more and, like, figure out who I'm actually living around rather than just, like, sticking to my own friend group and, like, kind of explore other ones and, like, see the beautiful people around me that I've even yet to know.
I think communication and asking questions and talking is so important. Not being afraid to address things, bringing them up in conversation.
I know so many kids, especially in this community, struggle with their identity and who they are, and suicide levels are so high in our community. I just want everybody to feel that, I like the idea of them feeling loved, you know.